money.
And I thought it'd be appropriate to bring in on Money Chat about second home purchases, because I think it's just an amazing opportunity, being the entire show is about Anderson Island today. I just think it's an amazing opportunity to purchase a second home out there. A second home is a luxury for many people. Things that you might dream about owning a second home can also provide practical benefits as well. So you might think of this when you're thinking of investing. Investing in real estate is different than any other investment opportunity because of the fact you actually get to enjoy your investment. For baby boomers who are considering downsizing, relocating, or split living arrangements in retirement, purchasing a second home before you retire can make a lot of sense. So let's talk about the, you know, building equity and an alternative investment. Real estate, I feel, is one of the safest. I feel it's the safest investment because it's the only investment I know that even when it crashes, if we follow historical trends, it will always recover. History has always shown when the real estate market drops, it recovers. The question is how long is it going to take for it to recover? You just need to make sure you're not in a position that you're going to be in a position to where you can't continue to make those mortgage payments in a bad market, because that's where you can lose in real estate. But so the investment opportunity and the security of real estate is just a really good way, a place to invest your money. Great holidays. Maybe you're spending some of your income, your hard-earned income, on your family to take a trip to Hawaii every Christmas, or you're doing something to take your family out of town. Why not instead take that money and invest in a second home? Maybe you can invest in a home that you can utilize this during certain times of year that you're renting it out, and then you're actually spending some time in there on the holidays. And I have to tell you, if you haven't been out to Anderson Island, take a trip out there. Just take the ferry across, and it's like you're in a whole nother world. Really feels like you're on an island. So what a great opportunity with a second home to be able to utilize and enjoy that investment for the holidays with your family. Tax benefit. You do get a write-off on the interest for a second home. And I have to be careful because I'm not a licensed CPA. So you need to consult and advise with a licensed CPA that can give you the actual benefit, tax benefit. But I believe that you can have one second home, and that second home could actually be a boat. It's all based on how much time you spend on it. It can be a boat if it's large enough, you spend enough time on that boat, or an RV, or obviously a second home. So if you get yourself a second home and be able to write off that interest, just as you're able to write off on your primary residence. And also, depending on the use of that property, you might be able to save and on the capital gain when you actually sell that property. Again, consult with a licensed CPA to see how that's going to work out for yourself. Provide a true family legacy. Part of a retirement planning, you may be thinking of leaving something to your children. Inheriting some money is nice, but it could be spent and forgotten. A second home in a special location can be part of something that you're sharing in a bonding experience with your family. So including your grandchildren and their children, these family bonds can transform that second home into a family legacy that you will leave behind instead of cash that's gone and forgotten. Now, on financing for a second home, if you're listening, you may not realize how easy it is to finance for a second home when it comes to down payment. You might be thinking that you need a larger down payment. Well, you don't. You can get into a second home with as low as 10% down. You can actually avoid paying monthly PMI on a second home purchase as well with a 10% down. So I've talked a few times in studio about the option to buy out your mortgage insurance so that you're not paying that monthly fee. That is an option available on a second home as well. And a lot of times people feel that the cost to borrow on a second home is more expensive than a primary. It's not. You might have a little tiny addition fee in there, but you're going to be paying the same interest rate on a second home as a primary residence, where you're going to see a difference in your interest rate as if you're actually buying a true investment property. Then you're going to see the higher interest rates. So a little easy per 10,000 calculations, because I think the women might talk a little bit about average price out there on the island. So if you hear that and you're thinking, gosh, what would my mortgage payment be? On a 10% down payment, it's running at about $55 per 10,000. That's PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So if you're looking at a $300,000 home, that's 30 10,000s multiplied by 55. It's $1,650 a month. That's before the deduction, and that includes taxes and insurance. So great way, I think, if you've got some extra cash before investing in another asset class, second home might be a better option for you. Instead of spending your money on vacations, that is out of the state, why not have a special place that you can build those memories? And when you're thinking of leaving something for your kids, I don't know, I think I'd rather have a piece of real estate than a bulk of cash. Again, just leaving a legacy behind. Any questions that you have on any of the information that I'm providing in the show today, please pick up the phone, give the show a call, 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. And coming up next on The Money Hour, learn all about Anderson Island. If you're looking at a place to purchase a second home, retire, maybe an investment, the island might just be for you. I have in studio Cheryl Steffen, Sarah Garmeyer, and Mary Ann Schruler with Real Living Northwest Realtors right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.